Only if you eat the size of a kezayis. Now, l'chur, the size of a kezayis means the size of a whole zayis. If you have a zayis and take out the pit, you didn't eat the size of a zayis. You don't have to make a bracha achorayno. How come we made a bracha achorayno here? Shashi botzlei shurein. V'gabe birchas perisaretz achiluk siv. Yachilu b'kezayis. So Rashi is there, Shver Rashi. Poshid Rashi's mashma means even a bracha rishoyna. That old Mephtoiz has the kasha. On a bracha rishoyna, we know we make a bracha even pochus mikazayis. So Toiz learns how to daft a bracha shalachro. It's a shallow what Rashi means. A poshid lochid zikha means the shallow was, how do you make a bracha achreino? I, there's no shir of a kazayis here. Omalei, mi savrit kazayis godu binyan, who said the shir of a zayis has to be in this size, or you have to eat alam all the size of a big kazayis? Kezayis benni binin. It's enough to eat the sheer alamo, whatever you're eating, of a medium sized zayis. Mela vuhu, the ice, the kind of Yechlin, zayis godlhu. I can tell you, the zayis that born in front of Yechlin was a giant sized alam. The Mela, the yaspa god, the shaklula granitza, even though you took out the pit of it, still partially shirei. It still was left over there, the sheer and this olive, the size of a medium sized alam. Therefore, it's good why I made the bracha achrayna. The tanah. Zayis shomru, that that we always make a shear and say you have to eat a food the size of a kezayis in order to make a berachach reinom, loy cotton. You don't mishay with a small olive, but loy godo, not with a big one, elabenini. The shear is a medium-sized olive. Vizel aguri, this is called naguri. What does that mean? Vyomra vavura, loy aguri shmoy, it doesn't mean that the olive is called aguri. Ela avruti shmoy, the name of the olive is called avruti, that's its name. Vyamrla samruse, that's the name of it shmoy. Vlama nikra shmoy aguri, how can we call an olive aguri? Sheshamnai ogre batoichi. It's a lotion like the olive, the oil inside is like hidden inside it. Shazakrashi. It means like it's ready to go out. Mimenu sheina nivla bepri kamashka tapuchim. It's not like an apple. An apple, when you squeeze out to get the juice out of it, it's like it was belay. It was soaked into the apple. Now you're first creating the juice. Betusim ma shekin bayalas elu ogo kamashka novim. This like there's a big then inside this oil. That's what an olive is like. So the oil inside an olive is like the juice is always there, even inside it. And all you gotta do is just squeeze it out. That's another spur to say also why by olive oil we say it still make a bird creates. It's still considered like the pre. It's not called Zayib Almor. Because this oil inside the pre was also the same matzah. Now shaking an apple inside the apple, you don't see the juice. Inside the apple, there's no juice. When you squeeze it out, it's like you're creating something new. That's where we only make a shackle. Now shaking only on olives and on grapes, the juice inside it is the same type of the juice that comes out. Therefore, you still make a bar pre. Just yain, since it's so chashiv, to make a bar pre of it. Right. So the man named it tanoim. The kura samachlekes tanoim here vaita. If cooked fruits or cooked vegetables, you make a bar pre adam. You make a shakel. What's the shaleh? The meister. The high new trade tamidim. There's two tamidim. They have a yasve kaim with the bakaporo. They were sitting in front of the rebbe bakaporo. Have you in front of the waiters brought in front of them lunch? Krug, they brought him some cabbage with the muskin, it's a type of a cooked vegetable, or pargillas and geschmacka chicken, southern fried chicken. Pargillas, Rashi says, a very delicate, Rashi boss, oif, shakurim, please, it's delicate chicken. Nosan bakapur, shus lechemim laboros. Bakapur said, Hamid them, go eat, he left them start eating themselves. Kofat, so one jumped up, or borachala pargillas. He took the geschmacka chicken, he make a shakal on the chicken, that's what he ate first. The other friend thought to laugh at him. Like Zuri said, we don't make a bracha shakal first. The Khur first you have to make a bar piyadama. A bar piyadama always comes before a shakal. So Khuri should have made a bar piyadama on the muskin, this cooked vegetables. That's why he laughed at him. So Koyas Rapakaporo. Bakaporo got angry at them. He got angry at both of them. Koyas Bakaporo. Oma, first he said, I'm not angry at the one that made the bracha. El alam laglam. I'm angry at the one that left. Ani Koyas. Yechaver looks as if he never ate meat or chicken in his life. So Mele meant to say when he ate the chicken was so geschmack to him, that was chobif to him. That's why he jumped to make the shackle first. How come you're laughing at him? So Mele, you shouldn't have laughed. Then Chazad and the Rosh Yeshiva Kapara went to one that made the bracha. Tanya's on him also. V'yoma, you should know. I'm not angry at the other one, Yechaver. I'm angry at you. Why you made this bracha first? The Yomar, im chok meinkan. He said, "Feel you hold. I'm not such a big chokim. You didn't have to come ask me the shayla of the zik meinkan. I'll call upon him older than you. You have an older person. You have me here by kaporim. before you made the bracha, you should ask me, what's the lochah? It's God's lochah. We'll see later on kedimis. If you have a few fruits in front of you, or foods, is it dalochah and kedima? Which one are you supposed to make first? Sakim, you have to make a shakel first. The chur, you should have made a bar piyadama first. Zikna inkan. So tomorrow, Tana the mice, what happened here was shneim loyitziu shnosim. Both these tamidim didn't live out the year. But he says, Machmas like the poor got angry at them, and said, if a klola happened here, they both died that year. About Kol Ponim, what's the machlok? He says, so tomorrow, my love, walk in this again. What was the shaila if the guy made a brocha right? What was the shaila for the two tamidim? Was he supposed to make a burnt free abdomen first on the cooked vegetable? Or was he right to make a shakal on the chicken first? What's the shaila? The Mavorich Savar, the one that made the brocha, that made a shakal on the chicken first, he holds shalokois or pargiya shakal. Both the cooked vegetable and this chicken both have the same bracha. They're both a shakal. The meila hilka chavav adiv. Avadav, you have two things with the same bracha. Then which one do you make first on? The one you like better. So here, since he liked chicken better, he had a right to make a shakal on the chicken first. Or malagleg the other chavav left on him. He held no. Sovash loka is bar piyadoma. He held on cooked vegetables. Still, you have to make a bar piyadoma. Pargiyah chicken, no matter how geschmack the chicken is, still shakal yivavoroi. You can't make it more than a shakal on chicken. The klal is, if you have two things in front of you, as kedima, you're supposed to first eat the burnt piyadoma, make the bracha with that first, and then you make the shakal. So who is the machlokes anoyim? Sotikmar loy. Loy could be the kula yalma shalokos or pagiyah shakal. Could be, it's no raya. Maybe everybody holds shalokos as taka shakal near the vorei. They're both a shakal. So what's the shaila if he did right or wrong? Then he zichah did right to make him a shakal on the chicken. He liked it better. Because machlok is a new svara. The one that made the broch hold you go bosser, which is more geschmack, the one he enjoys. He enjoys chicken better than he enjoys this cooked vegetable. No, since the shaila of a cabbage, kruv, design, it's very filling, it's nutritious, has a lot to it, you should have made a broch on that first. For some, mashma krum is more Zion than chicken is. So that's what his shita. So I call upon him, we don't have a raya tawa shayla. But so there's no raya from this gemara, but I call upon him, aloch is, we passed already, that even though you cook the vegetable, it still retains its aloch, you make a bar for your domitul on the vegetable. Amr Rav Zeira, ki havinen bei Rav Huna, when he's in front of Rav Huna, amalon, hani galdidi de lifta, this type of a bread, galvida lifta the trashi, no, rosha liftas. Lifta is a type of a vegetable. Lefis is what? It's a parsnip, yeah. Yeah. Is the head of it, roshay, is parminum if you chopped it up. Prima rab, if you made it into big pieces, then it's still a bar piyadoma. Prima zut, if you make it into small pieces, even though it's nicker, he held shakal near the vorei. Since you made it into small pieces, like ruining the pre, you make a shakal. I was like, Gemara, the loch is not like that. V'chiyosin levei Rabbi Yehuda omalon. Idi bar priyadoma. Both of them make a bar priyadoma. V'hai de par minu. Tvei, how come you chop it up into small pieces? Chiyecha de nimtuk taima to make it taste better. That's the loch. No matter how small you chop up the fruit, you still make a bar priyates. It's only a shell we had before of your mushi, or led into the blender, that you can't tell anymore, came from an apple, you can't tell anymore where it came from, then we make a shakal. Even that's a machlokes, but then we make a shakal. Like an apple sauce, if you can't tell it came from the apple, that's different. But here he chopped up the small pieces, you could tell it's still a chopped lefis. Just that he held, since it chopped up, it ruined it, he gave a teretz, no, chopping it up makes it better. And Allah, you don't need to swear you're making it better. The swear is still remains with the bracha baruch yadam, it's still called a vegetable. Omer Rav Ashi, ki havin and beirav kana omalon, tavshilo de suka. If you have this beta soup, the leimafish bo kimcha, you don't put too much flour in there, then bor priyadoma. Because the ikar is the suka, the beets. The lifter, mashenkin, if you have this flour put into lefes, then the mafshe bo kimcha, they put a lot of flour in there, it's fine, then bor in mezoinis. Then he said, no, edividi bor priyadoma. Both cases, even though you're putting flour into these vegetables, still you make a bar piyadoma. Why? By the shadi bakim chatvei. That's why you put a lot of flour in there. Ledvuke biyama avdile. Lo. This is what we had before. If you put flour into Michael, not to make the flour tasteful in it, and not to make soy halei fill you up with the flour, but you're only putting it to make it thick. And the more they make a beet of food. fruit. No, like a salad leg. And you want to make the beets with a type of a sauce with it. And you put flour in there to make it thick, just to make it dibuk, biyamo, to make it stick together. Then the flour is like tofu. It's not meant to eat the flour. Then you go boss to the priest. You're holding the flamet test on the Allah from 10 lines down from the bottom. Omer of Chizah. Chizah says, Tavshah shal tradin, a food made out of, from beets, is yor for the leiv, it's good for the heart, for tevil naim, it's good for the eyes. For koshchen of b'nei main, for sure it's good for the stomach, for the digestive system.
What? The tevil naim, it's good for the eyes. The koshchen of b'nei main, avad is good for the intestines, for the inside, for the digestive system, it's also good. Omer Abaya, of Behudi Yosir Avei Tafi, means it's on the pot and cooking very hot, the other teich teich, means like doubling, like making like teich teich. Such a bita tavshul is good. Jerashi Avei Tafi, Al Mokim Shvisa Sakadeiris, on top of the fire, the other teich teich leima, Shesholuk, it's cooking very much. The Nimcha Ma'id, it's even like Nimcha, like becoming mushtir. The chorus chosse nishma, the bubbling, you hear it, kakel tech tech. Amara papa, pshitali maya de silka kisuka. This is the side of vegetable soup. If you cook vegetables, so the juice, you still make a barpi adama. It's maya de silka, the water of cooking beets, is also kisuka, you make a barpi adama. O maya de lifta, the juice that you cook the leftas in, is kalefta. O maya de kula shalki, the water of all types of vegetables, is kukula shalki. The brach is still a bar of priyadama. The drashi maya de silka, tavshel shel tradin, the same thing, they have this beet soup, kisilka, the drashi linyan brocha. But on the soup, you make the same brocha as the vegetable itself. Voyer rapapa, rapapa klaz a shayla, maya de shifta mai. What's going to be the lacha of water of shifta? Shifta, they say, is dill. They're making pickles, you make it put dill. Dill is a type of a green that it itself you don't eat, but it's only put into the water to make the water taste good. So what bracha do you make on dill juice? What should be the shayla here? Maya de shifta mai. Lemtuke taima avida is a put in there to make it taste of the dill, so then you would make a bar for your adama. Only avurei zuma avdila is there to take away the bad odor, the bad smell of the other tarshal. But dill has a very strong taste to it. So you could put there either to taste the dill itself, or else just if the other food doesn't taste so good, has a bad odor, you put the dill there to take away the other bad odor. Then you wouldn't make a bracha on it. So the shalom, what is dill put in for? Trashi the shifta yerek type of a green shenayst the mat bitdera limtzayk bialma to taste a little bit. V'leila ochli you don't eat it. Ani palat is them tukay time of it umavorchin al name of tashila bar piadama. If it's put there to put taste into the juice, then you wouldn't make a bar piadama. But if you just put there to take away the other bit odors, bit taste, then you don't make a bracha on it. Toshima tasheves this type of a dill mishenos no tam bitdera. When you cooked it and put it into the kedera, and it gave a tam into the kedera, then ein ba mishum truma. It has no more kedusha truma on this dill anymore. Because now it's like eight balma, it's not edible anymore now. And the whole purpose of the dill is to cook it and to get the tam into the water, and now you take the dill and throw it away. So once the dill, like put the tam into the water, it itself is eight balma, has no kedusha truma anymore. It doesn't have a shame oichel anymore, because it's not worth for anything anymore. That's the Mishnah. So I call upon him, it says in the Mishnah, Mishenos Nutam Bekdeira. Mashma, this dill is, what does it put into the, what are you cooking it for? To put tam into the Kedera. So the Mora Al, Shema Mino, Lemtuke Taimli Avido Lo Shema Mino. It's right, when you cook this dill, it's meant to put a good tam into the Tavshom, and therefore in this water now, you wouldn't make a Baruch Yadom. Trashi Hashem, this ain't bo. The bachelor, if you just have a piece of the dill itself, Mishenosnu Bekdeira, once you put it inside the Kedera, it's to you, now you took it out, Ein bo shuv Mishenissa Truma, it has no more Jin Truma on anymore. The Heavenly Kate Balmo, because now this dill is like a piece of wood. Now, Vik is Miditoni, Mishenosnu Tam, since it says, when does it lose its shame, Boichol? After it put time into the Tavshul, Shemamino Taimu Avida. You see, it's made it to put time, and therefore, on this dill juice, you would make a bar priyadam. Now, this is the sugi here, the one on vegetable soup. If you cook vegetables, you do make a bar priyadam on the juice. So Tais just the shayla maya the sukh the sukha. So Tais is mevorach and alay bar pri adam. We make a bach a bar pri adam. Afal pi shein ve ela mayim. Even though you're not eating the vegetable now, you're only eating the juice. You have the tam ha yirokis. You only have the tam of the yirokis. Is mevorach alay and kashay mevorach al yirokis. So Tais is the kasha. Afal gadar minu liyel de may peiros ei biyamu. Before we had by juice that we make from fruit juice, orange juice, you only make a shakra near the boroi. Because it says the juice coming out of fruit is not called part of the fruit, it's called like sweat, sayyabiyama, you only make a shakra. So how come here the juice coming out of vegetables, we say you still make a boroi for your doma? So it says yesh tachala. You have to make a difference between vegetables and fruit. Now the famous machlokes Rosh and Rashba, what is the chilek? The Rosh learns the chilek is whether you cook it or whether you squeeze out the juice. Mm-hmm. He learns even vegetables, if you're just squeezing out the juice, you don't get that much time in the juice. That's called sweat, and you only make a shakel. Therefore, on oranges, that you just squeeze out the juice doesn't have the real time of the fruit, and you only make a shakel. Here we're talking about when you cook it. If you cook the vegetable through cooking, then the real time of the vegetable goes into the soup. Therefore, the soup has the time of the vegetable, you make a baruch yadama. So according to the Rosh, if you would cook a fruit and make a soup out of it, a fruit soup, you would have to make a baruch yadama, according to the Rosh. That's the Rosh's chiluk. The chiluk, whether you cook it, through cooking it, the time goes into the water, but through just squeezing it out, then you only make a shakel.
Why is that different than the dill?
Well, dill is also cooking. Dill is cooking it here now. Yes, because you know, here we say once you cooked it, now it has no use anymore, the dill itself. The time went into the juice, but dill itself is thrown away now. That's not worth anything. That's the Rosh's chiluk. Chiluk, whether you cook it or whether you squash it out. The Rashba says, no, the Rashba makes the chiluk is it's a derech enough. He learns that by shiluk, it's by vegetables, it's a derech to cook it. But since it was planted, our manach like to cook it, so therefore, the peri still goes into the juice and you make a baruch yadama. Mashenken are fruits, the ikar of fruit is to eat it, not to squeeze it out. So it's not a derech to squeeze it out. Therefore, on the juice, you only make a shakel near the vorei. Mashenken will come out and ask Yamina now about orange juice. According to Rashba today, that they have a lot of orchards made just for juice oranges. So the oranges are made to plant it out, to squeeze it out. According to Rashba, you would make a baruch yadama on those orange juices. According to Rashba. According to the Rosh, it would still be a shakel near the varoy. But since you're not cooking it, you're just squeezing it out, that's always called zaybi alma. And usually we always go to cool the both shit as we make a shakel, usually an old fruit juice. So when you have vegetables, when you cook it, then you make a baruch yadama. So the only question would be a little bit on tomato juice would be a question. Because tomatoes, usually they cook the tomatoes first. So then if we acquaint everybody, it's a cooked vegetable, so you wouldn't make a baruch yadama on it. You would have to. But for that's making people still make a shakel on it.
According to Rashba, it would be Rashba that on raw vegetables you make a shakel, because that's not
fair. No, that's not fair. There are feet of both ways. I'll duck this way. There are feet of both ways.
Can you make a
shakel on it? It's questionable. Some people would say yes, some people would say no. But since it's a shallow, it's better off making a shakel on it. It's according to everybody.
What about fruit juices?
What?
Fruit juices still on a shakel?
No, according to the Rashba, it'd be a shakel, because it's not a derech. According to the Rashba, you go to the tree, you go to make a shakel usually. You have a suffix, which one to do, you make a shakel. According to the Rashba, it has to be a derech to cook it. So it's usually not a derech to cook the fruit. Most fruit is eaten raw. If we still make a shakel. Alright, we'll talk later. Right. Amr Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Pas Nuna Bikaro Mevorchin Aleha Hamoitzi. If you have tasnuma, just mean like dried up a piece of bread, bikra means it's a piece of bread. It's not a sholem, a whole loaf. It's just one piece of bread. Still, you make a moitzi. So the Gemara, pligi the Rav Chiya. He's mechulat on Rav Chiya. The Yom Rav Chiya, tzorosh atich la brocha im apas. You have to like finish off making the brocha on the bread when it's still sholem, when it's a whole piece of bread. So Rashi, tasnuma means yivesha, dry piece of bread, shenoslim bekarva mishreis. And the chayim snum is dark. It's a small piece of the bread. So he says you can make a moitzi. Now, place where the sham here is, we had these two pieces in front of you. You had a piece of sholem, a whole piece of bread in front of you. You had a whole achala, and then you had these pieces. The first one you said that since these pieces are choshev to you, you can make a moitzi on that if you want. And the b'chiyah says no. There's an inyan to make the bracha b'shas you're cutting the bread. So since this pig, the small pieces of bread, you don't have to cut anymore, they're cut pieces, don't make the mitzi on that piece of bread, rather make the mitzi on the shell on the whole piece of bread that you have to cut. So Rashi Tzol Shetichla means Birchas HaMaitzi in Prisus HaPrusa. So in you to make the Maitzi B'Shas, you're cutting the bread. Piece of bread off Min HaPas, from the whole loaf. V'Hai Poros V'Yemadu. Yes, if you make the Maitzi on the small pieces of bread, it's cut up already. So the bigger in you to make the Maitzi on the Shalom one, to make the Maitzi B'Shas, you're slicing the bread. That's what this sheet holds. We'll soon see how we hold Aloha. Now this is about us talking about where in the meshach of the meal you plant heat from both of them. So since you plant heat from both of them, the question is which one should you make the mitzi on? The first one said even though they're small pieces, since that's choshev, chovid, you like it, you can make the mitzi on that. And Chia says no, that in the bracha should be made while you're cutting the bread. Therefore if you have small pieces, don't make the mitzi on that. We'll soon see how we passed him. No maskabla rubber. In fact, rubber back to Rabbi Barashi. Maishinotuma. What are you saying, small pieces? You shouldn't make the mitzi. Deloy, mishum the chikalya bracha, prusa kakalya. Because when you're making the bracha, it's on a piece of bread, and it's not so nice, it's not covered up bracha. To be on pieces of bread, a bizaya pas nami. According to Rabbi Chia, how do you make the mitzi? Even on a whole piece of bread, he says, while you're making the mitzi, you cut the bread. When you finish making the mitzi, aprusa gamra. If you hold your ladder, cut the bread while you're making the mitzi, see how the ikra of the bracha is the end of the bracha. So b'shashu, when the bracha, the bread is already cut. So minaf gemina, whether you start off with a broken piece, or you start off with a whole piece. But by the end of the bracha, it's cut already. Elo, what is rabo? This is what we hold halacha. Elo, omar